Hey everyone, Voices Podcast listeners, thanks for hanging with us today. And actually, it's us. It's not just one of us.
Hi Kyle. Guys, it's Kyle too.
Yeah. So we're just recording a little update episode. You know, we're hitting the end of the year. We don't got any episodes or conversations or authors, thinkers coming onto the show. And so we wanted to just tell you guys, here's some stuff that's going on and how we're kind of getting ready for 2018. So, Kyle, like, you go first, man. Just, I don't know, share one of the things that we wanted to talk about of our little list.
So one of the big goals of the Voices Podcast that we always talk about is helping to resource you, the listener, our fellow Voices friend, in this spiritual journey. And we thought, what better way to do that than to give you free stuff,
yes.
Free books and resources of people that we have really enjoyed and have really helped us out. And we figured Christmas is a time of giving, even though everyone wants to receive versus give. So I figured, why don't we just give you guys some stuff? So in December, we are going to do a giveaway for you.
Yes, we're pumped about it because apparently we're just very generous people. Like, let's just,
Absolutely. You know,
that's just the way that we know. That sounds so narcissistic. Oh, well.
We're also super humble, if you haven't figured that out in our first year of podcasting. So,
yeah, but I guess in all seriousness, we got some pretty sweet stuff that we put together. I mean, it's probably worth what? How much did we spend on each of these boxes? Maybe like 60, 70 bucks a pop.
Yeah, something
right?
like that per box. So it's a pretty good deal, especially when you're getting it for free.
Yeah. So there's a couple things that you have to do in order to qualify for potentially winning one of these. So we have five giveaway boxes. The Voices giveaway box is what we're calling it. Coming up here in a few weeks. So what are the things they got to do, Kyle?
So there are a few options. One is they can share the post that when we post about the giveaway, you can share that. Or if you're not the sharing type, I understand there are some of you out there, so that's fine. If you don't want to share it, you can tag three friends who you think would like to also win the giveaway, and that will enter you as well.
Yes, just throw them into the comments. That can be on Instagram, it could be on Facebook, Twitter, whatever that might be. Do one, or if you do both of those things, then you'll have a better chance at winning. So your call, whatever you want to do, but we'd love to have you be a part of that. So that's one thing that's going on.
Also, a little extra piece to get you to do this right now. The Voices Podcast, we're a little bit less than a year old. So this is your best chance of winning any giveaway that we do.
Because that is so true. Yeah.
You're an early adopter of the podcast. So if you want to get in early on these, now is your chance because, you know, we do enough of these giveaways and people will finally catch on. So this is your shot to get one early.
Yeah, seriously. Like, you have pretty good odds at this point. So you should totally go ahead and do this for us. So that's going on.
Details on the box come out. So make sure you follow us on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook to see pictures of what's exactly inside of it.
I mean, how much do we want to tell them? I mean, haven't really talked about this. Should we make it a mystery? Should we kind of just put it all out there? This is interesting. You know what? Maybe we have to have this conversation behind closed doors in our production booth, a.k.a. your car and my wherever I can find a spot to record a podcast. We'll check in with management on that one and then get back to you guys.
Yeah, we'll check in with the committee. They'll have an answer for us soon.
So that's one thing. The next thing is we want to talk a little bit about 2018 coming up and some ideas we have. So as you maybe have heard in some of the intros recently, I have talked about how our show has been growing over the past, especially the past 2 to 3 months. We've been gaining a lot more listeners of the show, which is super exciting for us because we're hoping that this continues to be a resource for you and help you as you are, whether you're deconstructing in your faith or you're reconstructing, and that's really where we want to pivot to. That this would continue to be a help. So it's been pretty exciting for us as this was just kind of an experiment for a couple of friends saying, hey, we want to just like continue our journey. And I'm sure there's other people out there that would want to join us and be a part of that. So with 2018 coming up, one of the things I wanted to say is our we're going to kick off the year with a bang because we're getting somebody on our show that I am so pumped about. A good friend of mine, his name is Ryan Meeks, and we've got two episodes to publish with him. And he has a fascinating story. He's from a church called Eastlake Church in the Seattle area, and just one of those people that I think is one of a key leader in this whole movement of deconstruct, reconstruct, reimagine faith, spirituality, and I just got to say, like, this is going to be one of those episodes I think a lot of people are going to be talking about. So
definitely,
we're pumped to kick off the year with that. And then the other thing we're going to do, and this has been coming out of some listener responses, is that I've had a few people recently ask me a very simple question. Gary, what's your guys' story? I mean, you're the ones doing this podcast, and we hear your voices on this show, but we don't really know anything about you and what brought you to this place in your faith. So what we plan to do is share our story collectively, Kyle, myself, and we're going to get my wife on the show, Lindsay, to just share our journey a little bit about our church that we had planted in California. A little teaser is we ended up closing the church in January of 2017, and we want to share a little bit about that journey because it might even help you understand a little bit more of where Kyle and I are coming with on this show. So is there anything you wanted to add to that part, Kyle?
Well, yeah, I was going to say, and part of the way we want to structure that episode also came out of some feedback. So all of you listeners who have responded and let us know what you think, thank you so much because you are helping drive what this podcast is about. But one of the ways that we're going to structure that episode and a lot of episodes in 2018 is a lot more conversational based.
Yeah.
So instead of it just being, we're still going to do interviews, obviously, because interviews are amazing and that's how you learn a lot. But instead of it just being an interview with an author, a podcaster, a blogger, a teacher, a thinker, something like that, we're going to try and format them to be more conversational based. So that way it's not just a one-sided conversation, but it's us getting to work some of this stuff out together. And a lot of what we want to focus on, too, as we turn the corner into 2018, is focusing more on the reconstruction, or the rebuilding of our faith, because it's really easy to continually tear down and say, what I used to believe was, you know, bad or weird, or I don't believe that anymore, or however you phrase that. But what's really important, and like Rob Bell and Richard Rohr talk about this, that it's really important to continue to build something up.
Yeah.
And so that is how we're going to focus that conversation in January and a lot of the episodes moving into 2018.
Yeah. I'm really looking forward to that. You know, maybe as you've listened to episodes, you've heard me talking or Kyle talking with some of our guests about, we kind of end the episode and there's still more we want to get into. And I think it'll be exciting to bring some of those previous guests back on, because there are many of these people that we've interviewed that are living out a reconstructed faith about, here's how you continue to be on your journey to rebuild something. So that way, I mean, essentially you don't become one of those really bitter, angry people that are like, I hate church. I hate everything that talks about God. Like, we don't want to become that. We want to become something that is beneficial and helpful, in rebuilding something that you can really believe in and build your life around. So we're pumped about that and think there's a lot of stuff we can share just from what we're learning along the way, and then some of our guests and new guests that we'll bring on to kind of pivot towards that. So
for sure. Make sure that you go on to and you let us know if there are guests that we've had on that you want back in particular, because we want to make sure that, like we said before, that you are helping to drive this show, because we do it for you and we're all on this journey together. So one of the ways that we're going to do that and help take questions, this is actually the easiest way to get a question on the show, is if you go to iTunes and you find our podcast and you can leave like a rating and a review. If you put your question in the review section, that will go to the top of our list of things that we take into consideration when we're doing new episodes or asking questions to guests. So if you have something you want us to make sure that we read 100%, go to iTunes and put it in the review section up there.
Right on. Is that everything? Is that what we planned to?
I think so.
Yeah, I think that's it.
So yeah, a lot coming in 2018. We're really excited. Make sure you follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram to get all the deets on the giveaway box. Here's
Voices
what we should do.
Pod.
At Voices Pod on all three of those. We probably should just do like an Instagram story or something like that of what's inside the box. Maybe I'll do that when I get home today. Do like a little unboxing of what all the goods are.
Ooh, exciting. Sweet. Gosh. Well, yeah, that's all we got for now. Be on the lookout for all that stuff. And we're excited about the show, excited about where this is going. And I appreciate you joining us on the journey. So with that, I guess we'll see you guys next time.